Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. Wanted to go through a thought experiment that I think will help us understand the world we live in even better. And I've got to start off by giving a hat tip to Brett Weinstein and his incredibly intelligent wife, Heather, and their podcast, which is something that I listen to or watch all the time. Whenever they have a new video, I always try to check it out. And I'd suggest you do the same. So one of their YouTube channels is Dark Horse. Their podcast is called Dark Horse. And this is clips. But then they've got their main channel as well with the whole, with the full length live streams they do. And then I believe they're on Odyssey as well. But their podcast is called Dark Horse. So you've got to check that out. One of the thought experiments they had the other day that I really liked was they said, okay, let's just say for a moment that the cerveza sickness started today, and it started, and all we had was this most recent scariant. And why I think this is a good thought experiment on several levels, but one is because this recent scariant is spreads quickly. We know that. And it's probable, or it's a possibility, that it spreads so quickly that it could really overwhelm the other scariants. I'll say it that way. And again, for YouTube guys, this isn't medical advice. I'm not saying anyone do anything. This is simply a thought experiment. I'm not even talking about Voldemort. So if we think about the data from the recent scariant, we go back and say, okay, well, if this was the start of the cerveza sickness, would the world governments even care? Would this be a thing? Would they have canceled the Olympics? Would they cancel sporting events? Would they come out with mandates? Would they come out with all these restrictions? Would they have locked you in a cage? Would they have forced businesses to shut down? Would Australia put people in containment camps? I just read another story where Austria, they're just trying to triple and quadruple down on insanity. They're wearing people at a ski resort. They're forcing them to wear masks. Not inside. Oh, no, no, no. Outside. Not just in line for the ski lift. When they are skiing on the slope or in the trees. They're by themselves. In the middle of the powder and the trees on the moguls or something. Gotta have that mask though. Would we see this level of insanity if it started with the most recent scariant? So let's take it a step further and let's go to Johns Hopkins. So here we go, a state that gets thrown under the bus often, kind of the CNN's whipping boy, Florida. And we see what's happening with the scariant. It's very, very good at one thing. That is for sure. And that's making the rounds. It does it really, really well and really fast. I should call the scariant Ricky Bobby. But Ricky Bobby always wins. And this scariant, I don't think is going to win at all. I think it's going to lose. But it definitely moves as quickly as Ricky Bobby. That's for sure. So then the pushback would be, oh, George, well, we have to have all these things. It doesn't matter if the cerveza sickness started today, because again, it's we got to flatten the curve. I get it. It's about capacity within the healthcare system. Well, you guys know that that's total fake news because of the last video I did, or the couple of videos ago. I did the video today where they say we don't care if the healthcare workers have the cerveza sickness so long as they have the medicine. But these healthcare workers that do not have the medicine, even if they don't have the cerveza sickness, we don't want them messing with patients. So it's just completely bizarre that you're fine with these people handling patients, even if they have the cerveza sickness, where there's people that do not have the cerveza sickness, you don't want them being a part of the healthcare system. Makes absolutely no sense. But let's just look at these data for a moment. So you can see Ricky Bobby is kicking some ass here in Florida, using this metric, and you guys can see the metric I'm referring to. But, I forgot to do the screen share. Okay, let's go back there, guys. Sorry about that. Josh still isn't here, so let's go back here. Okay, so now you guys can see what I'm talking about here. Let me just make sure. Yeah, now I'm on the screen share. Okay. So you can see Ricky Bobby really taking off in Florida. But then when we go to this metric, we see Ricky Bobby is pretty much impotent. You know what it's like? It's like this is the beginning of Talladega Nights, and this is like the middle and the end. Remember when he's trying to get his mojo back and he's like, his dad's trying to get him to drive with like the Cougar? He tells him not to get his heart rate up. And then he drives like straight to that house. And then he's just, he has to go like ride bike because no one will let him drive. So he has to deliver pizza riding bikes and stuff. This is what Ricky Bobby looks like under this metric. And at the beginning of the movie, when he's like winning races, driving backwards, is this metric. All right. I know it's a terrible example, but we got to have a little fun with this, right? You can either laugh or cry. And it's the same thing if we go to something like, what's another state that's evil? Arizona. Same thing here. And then pretty much not really making a difference there. And then let's just go to California so we can see a state that's done everything correctly. They're doing things very, very correctly in California. But what's weird is the chart looks almost identical to Florida. It's almost as if all of these restrictions and mandates don't do anything. Weird, isn't it? But then we go over to this category, this metric, got a little rise up, but I mean, that could just be noise. And then you say, well, George, it's all about the capacity. I get that. But when you look at the capacity, it's not, it is decreasing slightly, but not to a massive degree. And then I would argue that if you're really worried about capacity, you wouldn't have fired 20% of your healthcare workers a month ago. But you can see that my initial point that what if the Cerveza sickness started off with the new Scariant, would it have even been a thing? I don't think it would have. Or there's a very high degree. I think there's, I don't want to use the word certainty. I think that there's a very, very good chance, let's just say it that way, that if we knew nothing of the Cerveza sickness to this point in time, and the first round that we get is this recent Scariant, that they'd say, yep, it's bad. It transmits very quickly, but it's very mild. And this is not something that we should really concern ourselves with. I mean, especially, look at how the United States and other major countries looked at the first round of the Cerveza sickness back in the early 2000s, or how they looked at MERS or Zika or any of these things. It was over there, but not too big of a deal. So I would argue that we would have treated this recent or the Cerveza sickness the same way if it would have started with this most recent Scariant. So let's now go over to an article from CNBC. And I'm sure you guys have noticed this in your own life. Empty grocery shelves return as sick employees, supply chain delays collide. So key points. Shares of Albertsons, Kroger, Walmart fell on Tuesday as investors worried that Scariant fueled worker shortages and supply chain delays would hurt major grocers. Albertsons CEO Vivek Sankaran said in an earnings call that the latest spike has delayed the recovery to typical levels. The new Scariant has exacerbated worker shortages in every industry from airline to restaurants. I'm glad they're using the word exacerbated because we had these labor shortage way prior to the latest Scariant. And honestly, guys, when I go to my local grocery store here in Phoenix, I think it's a Smith's, aside from that Whole Foods I usually go to. This is exactly what you see. It's exactly what I'm seeing. I don't think this is an exaggerated photo, at least based on my experience at all. Whole Foods, I was going to say it's a little bit better, but some areas, not really. Like the water section. The other day I went to the vegetable section in Whole Foods, and it pretty much looked like this. I mean, it was barren. I just could not believe what I was seeing.
This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for.
So when we go through this, they keep saying that it's a result of this most recent scariant. And you'll notice that they're talking about this one metric that we were referring to, the first half of Talladega Nights, where Ricky Bobby is winning races driving in reverse. You guys know the metric I'm talking about. The lengths I go to appease YouTube is really unbelievable, isn't it? They say workers feel the strain. Grocery store workers are feeling the effects of the scariant. And it gives this personal story, which usually when they do this, it's just pure propaganda. And then we go down here to this CEO again said on the call that grocer has had low inventory or missing items in some categories for several months. He said the latest spike in the survey sickness is prolonging. So it's prolonging. It's not really creating. I want to make that very clear. Another thing that I think just anecdotally is creating these shortages is the fact that police just flat out aren't, and I'm not really blaming them. I mean, if you got to put yourself in the position of a police officer, do you really want to try to run after a criminal or track them down when you risk your entire future, especially in the environment that we live in today? I wouldn't. So as an example, I was talking to Josh the other day, and he's right here in Scottsdale, which is supposedly one of the real nice areas in Arizona. He went to, in fact, it was Albertsons. And he went to the self-checkout thing, and it said that his bill was $100 more than what he was purchasing. So he brought over the attendant, and he said, hey, something's wrong here. And the attendant just looked at that. He says, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. The person before you, just they always do that. They ran up their stuff, and they didn't pay, and they just stole everything, just walked out the front door because we don't really check their receipts. And Josh says, you're kidding me. He's like, oh, no. He's like, well, how often does that happen? And the attendant says, oh, daily. Too many times to count. So I think we try to look at the macro components of this, and we say, okay, well, there's all this excess demand that's being created by stimmy checks and PPP and the child tax care credits, not having to pay rent, not having to pay mortgages, all these things. And we look at the dollars that are on the balance sheets of households in aggregate total in the United States, and that's gone from 1.2 trillion up to 3.6 trillion. We say, okay, all of this excess demand that had nothing to do with productivity. Okay. But also, we've just got people stealing a lot more stuff. So we have increased aggregate demand as a result of more dollars, but we also have increased aggregate demand, or maybe you want to say purchasing power, by people just flat out stealing. Especially in California, you can steal up to $1,000 and you're not even going to be prosecuted. So So I'm not saying that this has everything to do with it, but this is kind of an anecdotal story that could be impacting this to a great degree. And I don't think the CEOs would fess up to this. Maybe some of them would, but others wouldn't, just because I think that's kind of politically incorrect. And I don't think they want to be in the line of fire like that. But going back to this, let's just say that we had a serious flu that was going around that was like Ricky Bobby at the beginning of the movie, but also like Ricky Bobby at the middle when we looked at those two metrics. Would we have all of these workers not coming into work? Or would we be saying, okay, well, you've got, you're obviously sick, but hey, if you can, let's remember back to 2019. I mean, it sounds kind of weird to say this, but let's go back to 2019. When you were sick, would you go into work? I mean, most of the time, the answer is yes, unless you were just bedridden. But remember, you would, that's why we have cold medicine, like NyQuil and stuff like that. You would take that, you'd take a couple aspirin or Advil or whatever, so you could try to go into work if your symptoms were mild and just kind of power through it. That was just standard operating procedure. At least that's what I used to do. I'm sure most of you on this live stream used to do the exact same thing. But now, I mean, you have one little teeny hiccup. Like, oh my gosh, I got to stay home. Hoo-hoo. I've got to make sure that it's like, how did that change happen? Well, it's obvious how it happened. But my point is, would that mind shift have taken place if COVID started today? So you guys see where I'm going with this. If the answer is no, if the answer is this wouldn't even have been on the radar, it would have been like Zika, or it would have been like MERS, or maybe it's talked about in the news a little bit, but not too much. Most people, it's not even in their conscious thought daily. So if that's the case, then why are we making it a big deal? Like, that's what we need to ask ourselves. I think that's what society needs to ask themselves, if they're being intellectually honest. I'm sure most of you guys are saying, well, George, it's not about safety. We know that. I totally agree. But I think this is a fantastic argument for your friends and family member Freds, or, you know, people that you are trying to kind of open up their eyes to just say, hey, listen, let's just go through this thought experiment. And just you and your own life, CNN viewer, look at the numbers for the recent scariant. If this happened in 2019, would you be worried? And most likely the answer would be no. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Make sure that you're always standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. See you on the next video.